Pay our respects to the elders, past, present, and emerging, of the Turrbal and Yagara people. We acknowledge that their sovereignty over this land was never ceded,
and we stand in solidarity with them.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Richard and Olive with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, rallies took place in 14 Australian cities on Saturday to honour the women who have been killed since the beginning of 2024. The events, known as Stop Killing Women, organised by the Australian Femicide Watch, advocated for better funding from state and federal governments to put a stop to male abuse and harassment of women. Rally attendee Lee Elon says, "We're hoping that these protests will help draw attention to the issue and that politicians will be forced to take action." In other local news, Luke O'Sullivan has turned his attention to technology to pursue his dream in the cattle industry after a spinal injury. Luke has figured out how to use drones without his hands to muster cattle with the help of a scholarship to help farmers with disabilities to pursue a career in agriculture. Luke O'Sullivan says the scholarship has helped him work through all his difficulties and has opened up a whole new world for him. In national news, New South Wales Health is being questioned on what it is doing to improve abortion access. A review of state policy due to being conducted, focusing on the issue of conscientious objections by staff. New South Wales Health is refusing to uncover the work they are doing or comment on how the access to these services is being addressed. It has been 5 years since abortion was decriminalised in New South Wales, and Greens members Amanda Cohn is calling for more action. She said, "We haven't seen sufficient action from New South Wales Health to actually make sure that services are provided."
Also in national news, duck hunting has been banned in Victoria near Euroa with concerns over bird flu. The hunting season opens on Wednesday and will go for 3 months. It has been prohibited in this area due to an outbreak of the H7 strain of bird flu. More than 600,000 birds have been culled, and there are strict bans on the movement of eggs, poultry and birds outside the area. Acting Chief Vet Cameron Bell said the prohibition of recreational game bird hunting in these areas is certainly an important step to help prevent the further spread of H7 avian influenza. In national news, US President Donald Trump reintroduced the Alien Enemies Act of 1798 to speed up deportation, but a federal judge stalled it hours later. The president invoked the act on the basis that the U.S. was being invaded by a Venezuelan gang. The chief judge for the U.S. District Court said he needed to issue his order immediately, preventing deportations for those in custody for 14 days. The justice stated, "A brief delay in the migrants' removal does not cause the government any harm." The 18th century act was last used for the mass detainment of Japanese-American civilians during World War II, and has only been used two other times, for World War I and the War of 1812. The following hearing is on Friday. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a 30% chance of rain. It's currently 26 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 32. There is no fire danger, and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au. Thank you.